And right now we're going to the phones where we are joined by Pastor Gary Frost here to talk about the March for Jesus. And Pastor, welcome to the Wake Up Call Morning Show.
Good morning.
It's good to be on the call.
It's good to have you with us.
March for Jesus has been around for a while. And I remember when Yes FM first came on the air, or not long after, we were involved in some pretty big marches. And then, I don't know what happened, but you guys are trying to bring this back stronger than ever, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Tell us about it.
Well, the March for Jesus was originated in London, England. There was an Anglican church there that wanted to get praise into the streets. So they initially went out into the streets and began singing hymns and anthems, and that didn't work too well in the streets. A gentleman by the name of Graham Kendrick came along and began working with them, and they began developing songs, particularly for praising public praise. And Graham Kendrick, of course, wrote Shine, Jesus Shine, and many of the songs that have been popularized through March for Jesus. And probably into the 90s, it was very popular. At one point, there were 700 cities in America that were marching for Jesus, and it was global. It was just a wonderful expression of faith. It was pure because it was worship. It wasn't about any particular issues or promotions or whatever. It was all about Jesus, and he was the only celebrity that celebrated in a March for Jesus. And then around 2000, it just began to dissipate, and there's sporadically some marches for Jesus held around the world. As a matter of fact, Sao Paulo, Brazil, has had one of the largest with 3 million people marching for Jesus,
wow.
I think, last year. And so we have been attempting to just bring everyone back to the same page, not to try to do it the same way everywhere, but we're all doing the same thing, and that's celebrating Jesus on Pentecost weekend, and that'll be May 22nd this year.
So how does one go about organizing a March for Jesus in their community? What are the steps that they need to take to get that happening?
Well, first thing we recommend is that they go to our website, themarchforjesus.org. There, all the information you need to register is found. You really need a strong critical mass of individuals, leaders. I mean, even if you have three or four strong leaders and Christian leaders in the community that can rally the saints to come together across denominational, racial, socioeconomic lines with one purpose, and that is to exalt the name of Jesus. They could just go to our website, and they'll get all the information they need to move forward. An organizer would need to be in place to coordinate all that activity.
And Yes FM is looking to hopefully organize some marches here in Toledo and in Lima. So if you're interested in helping us out to get this going, contact Sam at our office at 419-389-0893. And Yes FM is the official music provider for the marches in the Eastern Time Zone. We appreciate that opportunity. We're excited and honored to be able to do that nationwide in the Eastern Time Zone.
Yes, sir. We're living in a time of division, and we're finding Christians, the church is being split and splintered. And there's a picture in Joshua chapter 5 when Joshua came against the city of Jericho. And I remember, as I read that, it just really spoke to my heart. As he was contemplating, how will we take this city? He saw this large man with a sword in his hand. And Joshua said to him, whose side are you on? Are you for them or for us? And he said, neither. I'm the captain of the Lord's host. Take off your shoes and worship. I believe that's a picture of we're living in a time when there's so much focus on whose side is right. It's not about sides. It's about being right with Christ and following his guidance and leadership. And we get there together in worship. Worship has a powerful, supernatural way of drawing hearts together as one. And then, you know, together, that church gathered in the city celebrating Christ can be empowered to make a difference in the city of salt and light in whatever social issues there might be. But they have to be one, and the enemy has been successful in dividing us over the last several years.
Oh, yeah. This is a great way for all people to come together and all denominations that worship Jesus as the Lord.
And amen.
All right, so on that day, tell us a little bit more detail on what will be happening that day. And And well, it's maybe some do's and don'ts.
Most cities will gather around 9 o'clock to begin marching at around 10 o'clock. The gatherings will, they'll congregate. And then the march is normally no longer or further than a mile, mile and a half. At the end of the march, everyone will gather together for a time of worship and praise and engaging a prayer script that we've developed. And it's basically a praise script and a prayer script that will allow the community to pray together, exalting Christ, but also praying specifically for the needs of their community and for the nation and for the world. And so the whole thing should end no later than 12:30. So it's about a two-and-a-half-hour experience.
Very cool. And obviously that, each city, I imagine, looks a little bit different just depending on their location and context.
Yeah. Each city is different. And there will be some global cities that are doing this. One of the challenges we're having, of course, that everyone's having, is getting permits for mass gatherings in this COVID environment. And that's probably one of the biggest challenges. And in light of that, in some cities that won't be able to actually get permits to march, we have done in the past, well, last year when COVID had struck in March prior to May, we did what was called praise walking. And praise walking is just simply going out two by two celebrating Jesus. And it's based on Luke 10:2, Jesus sent them out two by two. And just walking, praise walking the community, praying, praising, seeking God's face. And that's just another expression, because the whole basis of this is praising Jesus and celebrating him.
Yeah, and so if you decide to do that, just, get your family or a small gathering of people in your neighborhood, tune to YesFM. We'll have a loop of the music going on during that whole time. So whatever time works for you in your own neighborhood.
And we're excited about YesFM's involvement with the internet radio. People can tune in on their cell phones as they march, as they walk. Praise Walk, it's just a wonderful technology that we're so glad that you've harnessed for Christ's glory.
Yeah, that's one thing great about the internet. It can unite us worldwide. And if you look, if maybe our listeners are on the West Coast, and ours will be too early for you. Each time zone will have its own station broadcasting online the music of the march, and they can find all that information and all the other details at your website.
Yes, themarchforjesus.org.
Talking to Pastor Gary Frost for the March for Jesus. Pastor, thank you so much for joining us and sharing with us and partnering with us.
Yeah, this is exciting.
We're excited about this. Pastor Frost, once again, give folks the website for the March for Jesus.
TheMarchForJesus.org.
And again, if you're interested, if you're Toledo, Lima, even Fremont, Defiance, any of the communities, if you're interested in organizing a march, let us know. Contact us at 419-389-0893.
Hey, Pastor, thank you so much. God bless.